It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
You guys like Samuel Adams beer?
Yes, yeah. Sam Adams. Love it.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, it's really, really good. You?
Not bad at all.
Is it expensive?
No.
Then why don't you drink it more?
I mean, it is, I guess, a premium beer. It's more expensive than your Miller Lights, Bud Lights, but I just don't really drink a lot of beer.
Really? That's
yeah,
mostly
I'm
what it
just
is?
Just been trying to cut down on beer.
You?
I just drink whatever you give me. I mean, Bud Light's cheaper, that's why.
Samuel Adams' latest beer is illegal in 15 states.
Come on.
Oh.
Well, let's get that.
The latest beer from Boston brewer Sam Adams bears a price tag of $240 per bottle.
Whoa!
And okay, it is illegal expensive. In 15 states.
Yeah, that's more than a Bud Light.
Every 2 years, they roll out something similar. It contains 28% alcohol by volume.
Dang. Compared to like a 4 or 5, which normally is what it is.
More than 5 times the average strength of a U.S. beer.
You're gonna
making it illegal in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia.
Wow.
Would you split? Go foursies?
What is it? 100 and how much for what? One beer?
$240 per bottle.
Per bottle.
And the bottle doesn't look like a regular beer bottle. It looks like a flying saucer on the bottom.
Okay.
With like a toilet paper roll coming at the top.
Okay.
It looks like a wine decanter.
See, yes. I don't know what that is, so I go alien ship to toilet paper.
Because you know that stuff.
Yes. Charlemagne the God sent me a promo pack for his new show that came out this past week on Comedy Central. I think it's called The God's Honest Truth. And it's a really nice backpack, but the backpack's a cooler.
Oh.
And then in it, it was every kind of expensive alcohol. It was some crazy expensive tequila.
Okay.
It was, what is it? It's a different kind of alcohol that came in like a decanter thing that you said.
He likes cognac.
That's what that was.
Oh, yeah.
Or cognac.
Cognac.
And I don't know what that is, so I put that up. We have a really nice bar at our house with lots of alcohol that never gets touched unless Eddie comes over.
Basically. That's one of my favorite things about going to your house.
Is going to drink absolutely. At the bar. Inside of it, it was a couple of CBD like things.
Oh, yeah? And oils?
A tea. It was a CBD tea.
Okay.
You know?
Kind of relax you a little bit.
I guess, but for me, that stuff doesn't work. CBD to me, I've tried everything and none of it ever works for me. Maybe it works differently on everybody else. You guys?
Never had it.
CBD ever?
Never.
Not even the little drops?
Not even like tried that. Because it's not the same thing as weed. There's no THC in it.
Yeah, nothing.
The Emmy viewership did pretty well, bouncing back from an all-time low last year. But we shouldn't count last year for anything.
No.
That should be wiped off the books. Everything sucked. So we shouldn't be comparing. I mean, I guess to tell a story about how good you did this year, it's always, hey, we bounced back. But I don't want people to feel penalized for bad results the year. But the whole world was penalized. But the bad news is last year's was the low, blah, blah, blah. Again, I don't want to talk about how bad the ratings were the year before, but good job for them. I have many thoughts on award shows. We talked about this. I think we're missing elements of game in award shows. I think there are other awards you can win during the show by competing.
On the drive home yesterday, too, I thought it'd be cool if, like, the actors came, like, at the Emmys or whatever, as their characters, and they had to act like that character the whole night.
See, that would be fun, too.
That'd be cool. Themed. Right?
That's cool.
Themed.
Mm-hmm. And they have an act-off.
And mostly I'm thinking of music award shows. That's where my mind goes because those are the ones that either I'm on or involved in. But you're just going to have to see a fundamental change in how award shows are done just because we're fundamentally changing in how we're consuming things. Almost impossible to get me to sit down and watch anything live for 2 hours.
Football. That's easy.
That's it. That sports is about the only thing. Or like the CMAs because if I have friends on the show or I'm personally connected to it. Otherwise, when there's an award show, even the Grammys, which is like the biggest one, or the Oscars, I might put it on for 20 minutes. And even then, I'm like, I don't care about lighting. And if all we're going to do is show clips and present awards, like, that's not, like, what can we do that moves us 15, 20 minutes down? And you know what? A skee ball competition between Tom Cruise and Thor. Something like that. And not just skee ball, but, you know, some of that wipeout stuff would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Floor is lava. that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. The deadliest animals in North America. Can you name any of them?
Snake.
Yeah.
Spider.
No snake. And oh, wait, there is a shark and snake are the same?
Huh?
They shouldn't be the
They're
same.
They're tied.
Tied at number one?
Yeah.
They're at number two.
Deer?
Oh, that's a good one, Amy, because people hit them.
Yeah.
No.
Cow.
Mm-mm. Wolf at 7, polar bear at 6.
A wolf.
Polar bear.
We have polar bears here?
Well, I think Alaska.
North America. Canada.
Oh, I was thinking, oh.
North America. Yeah, you're probably right about Canada.
They roll around in Canada?
Cougar?
I think so.
I see a lot of them.
Alligator?
Yes.
Ever seen an alligator in the wild?
Yes.
No.
In Florida?
In Florida.
No.
Absolutely.
Really?
It's cool. It's really cool.
Black bear?
I've seen a black bear. Me and Scuba saw in Virginia.
Yeah, I've seen black bear. Brown bear, number one. Deadliest animals in North America. The states with the most deadly animals, Tennessee at 5, North Carolina 4, Florida 3, California 2, and Texas is at number one.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
If you get on a dating app, not now, but if you were to, and you saw Alicia Silverstone on there, wouldn't you think that was somebody just...
For sure.
That's fake.
Catfishing?
Yep. But it's really her, right?
Alicia Silverstone has officially joined Bumble. In a new interview, the 44-year-old Clueless actress opened up about her decision to finally sign up for the dating app. She said, you know, it's really nice that we have friends that can connect us. You can be set up by friends. But if you don't know anybody, this is how. I would just think if I were swiping, that wouldn't really be her.
Oh,
that being said, Kayla and I were talking about the show yesterday, and she had mentioned the bit where Lunchbox was going to catfish Abby. And maybe, yeah, that was on yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Where Lunchbox is like, let's set up an account. I'll catfish Abby. I'll tell her to meet me for a date, and then we'll prove to her why she's doing everything wrong, which we would never have done.
She would show up for the date, and Lunchbox would be sitting there.
Yeah, like, I got you. I got audio.
Hilarious. And everybody would laugh.
Well, Caitlin goes, that never would have happened. I was like, why? She goes, he doesn't have the game to be able to get anybody on an app, much less Abby. He goes, the fact that you guys were laughing that, oh, he's not going to be able to do this. She's like, he wouldn't have been able to get her anyway.
Caitlin obviously doesn't know my track record. She doesn't know my game. She has no idea my skills and talents.
But you would just make out with the girls at a bar when you were drunk, and you'd be like, I'm Lunchbox at 25 years old.
Guess
like, what would you do to woo Abby on the app?
I would find what her app, she talked about everything she likes, so I would have all those likes. That's the whole point. You're setting up something Abby would try to like. Like, she said she liked Adam Sandler and whatever that movie, Happy Gilmore. So, oh, Happy Gilmore is my favorite movie. You know, you just put everything that she likes, and boom, you got her.
That's it, boom?
Yep.
Morgan, do you think Lunchbox could have catfished Abby?
I mean, if he had, like, if he found an attractive picture of somebody to catfish with, I mean, that's the biggest thing on dating apps is, like, that's the first pull. As long as it's an attractive person that she would be attracted to, she could at least get through with him. But then, like, the conversation,
right,
I don't
that's
know.
A big part of it.
Yeah, because, like, he could have got the match, but could he keep it going enough to get the first date? I don't know.
Easy, guys. Easy. I mean, if you guys would have gone with the bit, we would have found out, huh?
Our listeners would have killed me.
Mm-hmm.
People on the show would have killed me.
Yeah. But how much, I mean, just think about the reaction you would have got and the absolute segments we've got out of this. It would have drug on for a month. It would have been great content, a storyline to follow. Abby's love life. Oh, plot twist. Boom. It's like the season finale of Game of Thrones.
But okay, no. But then, like, what? When she sees you at the restaurant, then what? We all feel like horrible people.
No, we don't feel horrible. We all laugh. I mean, every single person would laugh.
No.
Hey, no. Because someone made a great point about this.
Go ahead.
Someone put a comment online, and I was like, man, they're right. Remember when you guys had that psychic call and told me I was going to die? And we all laughed, right? We all laughed. Bobby just smiled. Amy just laughed out loud.
Whose idea was that bit?
Scuba Steve.
But we didn't. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but you guys find that funny, but me catfishing Abby is so wrong.
It is.
But telling me
I'm
going to
drag it out for months.
2 weeks.
Yeah, but you don't believe in the psychic.
Yeah, and that was the thing, too. You don't believe in psychics.
No, but then I believe.
That's why we did it, because didn't believe.
Yeah, then we called a second psychic, and she told me I was going to die. and see, look at how hilarious.
But you didn't believe in psychics. That was the point.
But Abby doesn't believe in love. That's the point.
She does believe in love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got to teach her.
Exactly.
So, I mean, hilarious for me to die.
That psychic bit was so funny because Lunchbox was like, I don't believe in him. And all of a sudden, his butt started to pucker a little bit more.
See, so funny that I'm going to die. But Abby being catfished, that's just the most dreadful thing we could ever do to a human being.
All right, here's what we're going to do.
It is pretty sad.
We're going to do it?
No.
No, she already knows, dude.
We're switching it up.
Good point.
We're going to play a little round of 20 questions here.
Oh, no, we're not doing this. No, we're not
doing this game. I've written down someone.
Don't be...
And you can ask yes or no questions, and you can guess, okay? So you get either one, yes or no question, or you can guess, and you have 20 questions.
Are we all going down?
Yeah, we'll go down the four-way here.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Go ahead, Amy.
Is it a girl?
No.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Have they been in the studio?
No. Eddie?
Okay, here we go.
That's a good question.
Is this person famous?
Yes.
Obviously, it's not going to be some. It's not going to be Bill next door.
It could be Mike D.
It definitely could be.
How would we know Bill?
But you could know somebody like, for example.
It could be Hillary. Like, it could be anyone.
No, it can't be Hillary.
Hillary's famous.
She's a she, it's a he.
Okay. Oh my God, Eddie.
Eddie doesn't understand how the game works.
Is it an athlete?
No.
Does he sing?
No. That's five.
Guys, slow down your questions. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, you guys go too fast.
No, I just eliminated a lot of people.
Is he on TV?
But if he's famous, probably.
I would say he's not known as a TV actor, no.
Oh my God.
Or a TV person.
Here we go.
So he doesn't sing or act?
What?
No one said he didn't act. I said he's not known as a TV person.
All this extra stuff he's saying, guys, don't pay attention to any of it.
He's trying to confuse you.
I never said he didn't act.
Okay, I hear you now.
Go ahead.
Bones, is he American?
No. Seven questions.
He's not American.
Morgan?
Is he one of your good friends?
A non-American?
Why would you jump down Morgan's throat like that? Dang.
No,
even Morgan looked at you like,
who's not American one of Bobby's friends?
No. Morgan,
no.
Bobby has a lot of friends. I don't know.
No. That's eight questions. No. Amy?
Chris Hemsworth.
No, don't waste a question on it.
That's incorrect, no.
Amy, you can't guess.
Lunchbox?
Wait, I'm so confused. So you said they don't they're not known for singing or they don't sing,
They don't sing.
They're not singers. They're not a singer.
He said they're not known for being
on
TV.
I'm sure they sing in a bathroom or sing to their friends, but they're not known as a singer.
Then that takes away my guess.
Well, don't guess yet.
Why can I not guess?
Amy ruined a question.
Guessing's fun. Do it.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Woo!
What are you guys doing guessing already?
Is that him?
Oh, my gosh. He's American.
And he's not American.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought he was from Britain.
Bobby, is this not American male who doesn't sing, is he...
And not known for TV.
Did we ask if he was dead or alive?
No.
Okay. Is he dead?
Yes. No. He's not dead.
He's not dead. He's alive.
He's alive. Yeah.
Well, that really helped us out.
Yeah, that was a great question, man.
He's alive. You guys are
guessing people.
He got mad at me for that. So
yeah, he got.
Go ahead, Morgan.
Ooh.
She's got a guess.
Morgan, do it. What if you get it right?
No. Well, he just said it's not a person, and I'm like,
no, it is a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe it was like a. I don't know, like
it's a tree, guys. It's the oak tree.
It's the London Bell or whatever that. What is that clock?
Why are you guys whispering?
Oh. Is it a politician?
No.
Good. 12.
Amy.
Is he married?
What in the world?
Well, this could be big.
I don't think so. I'm going to go.
We need to know.
Okay.
I'll need to know for sure. I'll Google it.
I'm going to say no.
This is helpful information, Eddie. Do you just want to get mad at everybody for everything?
Eddie's Mr. Idiot on this game.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Morgan, I feel like I need to apologize again for snapping at you.
And after 20 questions, you all get to write down one answer.
Let me see if I can get that.
A foreign boy.
Wow. It says.
Partially married?
No. Hey, Mike, come here. I'm going to say no. No, he's not married. Not married. This person's not married, right?
No.
Yeah, not married. Go ahead. 13.
I'm married.
Oh, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Whose question is it?
Lunchbox? It's mine. We said it's not an athlete. It's a foreign. Doesn't sing.
Find out what his profession is.
Okay, Eddie. Yes or no question. I can't say what is his profession.
No. Is he an actor?
He already said no.
No, he's a TV.
I think he is. Say, is he in movies?
He said he might. He's acted before, but he's not known for
TV. But is he known for movies?
Oh my gosh, you guys are
so specific.
You guys are so annoying. Have you ever met him?
I thought we said that.
No, we have never said that. We said, has he been in this studio?
Oh, and then are you friends with him?
Yeah. Have you met him? I know it. I know it.
Guess it.
I already know it.
No.
Why? You haven't met him?
No. So no, you don't know anymore?
No, I don't know anymore. No, I was going to go Bear Grylls.
That's who I was going to do.
That's great.
But he's known for TV.
But he's not a TV guy.
But he's not an actor. No, he's not an actor.
No, I said he's not a TV. He's a, TV. The question was, oh, my God, Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Eddie, you're terrible at this game.
Why am I? I'm the best.
Go ahead.
So far.
What?
Let's see.
Okay.
Your teammates are all ids.
Us.
Amy, you guessed like number four.
Yeah, because Chris Hemsworth was a good
You're
guess.
You're like, is it Urkel? Well, no, it's not.
I'm going to have to go detective questions here, guys. All right? Is he white?
Yes.
Hey, detectives asked that question.
Morgan, you have 5 questions left as a team.
Okay.
I don't know anybody that's foreign.
He hasn't been on the show. He's not an athlete. He's not on TV. He doesn't sing. He's not American. He's not a good friend. He's not dead. He's
I got
not
it.
A politician. He's not white.
Stop it with
he
you.
Is he white. Is white. Yeah, he's white.
See, last time the white question got me, it was Ronald McDonald. Stupid.
And they fought that Marlon Wayne wasn't
so
white.
Stupid.
And he's painted white. He's literally white.
Okay.
He's a white.
You see what I'm talking about? It's harder than you think.
No, I got it. I know the answer.
But Ronald McDonald's white, isn't he? Like, he's painted white. They didn't say, is he a Caucasian?
I know.
They said, is he white? What?
Is he? Okay. Is he?
Ronald McDonald was a big controversy.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Is he like a mascot for something?
What the?
Well, you said Ronald McDonald. Okay. That's kind of
a mascot for something.
16. That's a terrible question.
Oh, my
question.
Gosh.
That helps you none.
We're Amy, think.
It ends up being
Amy.
It's Grimace from Amy McDonald.
Look at me. We need a profession.
It's the Hamburglar. You got me.
You understand, Amy? We need a profession.
I keep thinking of actors.
Well, then ask.
But nobody else wanted to ask that. Just, I try to get you to ask that.
You all get to get a guess at the end. So,
oh, we do?
Yeah.
So stop guessing. Okay.
So don't guess the person because I have another person.
You're going to win if you guess the person.
Amy, I got to guess. I'm guessing, Amy, so you better guess.
There's 16.
Are you guessing?
I'm guessing.
No, don't guess.
Oh. I want to guess.
Can I play this game alone?
Okay, fine.
Go ahead.
All I have is a guess. I don't even have a question. Fine, I'll make it a question. Is he a prince?
No.
That's so, like...
That was terrible, Amy.
That's not terrible!
It's so specific!
All right, Lunchbox.
We don't even know what this guy does!
Right.
I was asking if he was Lunchbox. A prince!
But he's been on TV.
I didn't say No, he's not known as a TV actor. He's not known as a TV anything. Oh. I'm sure he's been on TV, but everybody's been seen on TV at some point.
That's
whatever.
Not
really...
Stop thinking you know who it is. You have no idea.
I know who it is! Oh, wait, no, he's
Go
married.
Ahead.
Well, see, my problem is this guy's been on TV a lot.
Who are you thinking,
American? I was thinking Simon Cowell, but it can't be
That's
him.
That's TV. Oh, my goodness.
Eddie, what did I just
well,
say?
Mine was Prince Charles.
I don't even know what he does. You guys have no idea what he even
exactly,
does.
Exactly. That's my
point.
That's
the funniest part
okay,
about
well, what's
thing.
Your big question,
Find
Eddie?
Out what he does. Okay. Is he an author? Is he
okay,
like...
Okay, ask it.
It's not my turn, guys. If I
hate
I
being
ask
on
it.
Your team right now.
Why?
Go ahead.
Because y'all are terrible at this
Sorry,
game.
Sorry, this is only the second time I've ever played this game.
I am not terrible.
Go ahead.
I found out the sex of this person.
That's
great.
Wow.
That was 50-50,
That's
Amy.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Found out if he was married.
50-50.
Would you be quiet?
Yes, sir.
Goodness.
My bad.
Lunchbox, hurry up.
Is it an actor?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
That tells me what I was already assuming.
Here you go. Is he British?
Oh, I know it. I already know the answer.
I'm pretty sure, yes.
He's British. All right, guys.
Hold on. Mike.
You're going to have your guess.
I'm going to guess next time, so.
It's not going to get to you because we're on 19 now. Mike, what? Is the answer yes?
He's a British actor.
It's easy.
And he's alive. Start going age, guys. One more question?
One more. I want to get this answer from Mike, though, real quick. Hold on.
Need age. Is he above 50?
Okay.
Eddie, stop coaching them.
They need coaching, Bones. They need coaching.
Mike, let me know.
It's because you don't know the answer. Don't be mad at me.
You know we're on the same team, right? I'm trying to help
you. They kind of are, but not really.
Yes. We're trying to beat you.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that the game?
Absolutely.
I was just, okay. Mike, where is he from? Is he British? Yes. Okay, yes, yes.
That's easy. I got it.
Okay, one more question, Morgan. Go ahead.
You need age.
Okay, but what's the golden age?
50.
But do we want to know below
It doesn't matter if he's up. Just pick one.
Say, is he over 50?
Just pick one.
Is he over 50?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. Guesses,
okay,
guys.
Okay, write your answers down, guys.
Who's the redhead? What's his name?
Your individual. No, you can only guess separately.
I know.
I give you guys a better shot.
What's his name?
I had Daniel Craig, but that ain't it.
Me too. I had Daniel Craig, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Okay. What's it? Redmayne.
I got it.
Don't steal mine.
Don't share answers.
Okay, I'm not sharing an answer.
Don't be sharing answers. Come with your own answers.
Yeah, we're not on your team, Eddie.
I have my own answer.
No, okay. He's on TV.
Morgan, hold do you
on.
Have anybody?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't.
It's a guy, never been in studio. They are famous. They're not an athlete. They don't sing as a profession. They're not known as a TV person. They're not American. They're not a friend of mine. They're not Chris Hemsworth. They're not Lin-Manuel Miranda. They are alive. They're not a politician. They're not married. Haven't met him. He is white. He's not a mascot. He's not a prince. He is an actor. He's British, and he's under 50.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, so up first, we'll go to Morgan. Morgan, what's your guess?
Oh. Well, because we've been talking about this a decent amount on the show recently, Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay, Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter. Okay.
Oh, that has to be it.
No, it's not.
Go ahead.
Is he red hair, though? I have no idea.
He said red hair. Well, see, you're just making stuff up.
Nobody said that.
He said red hair.
But he said, oh.
No.
Eddie?
I have Eddie Redmayne.
Okay.
Never even heard of that person.
Why him?
I don't know, because it's Bobby, and he just picks random people.
Eddie Redmayne played a couple things.
There's a smart guy, the guy in the wheelchair.
Stephen Hawking. Yes. Lunchbox.
Well, my problem is this dude's on TV. Cumberbatch.
Who?
How's he on TV?
I would say he's a movie star.
He's a movie star.
Well, Cumberbatch is my guess, but I don't know.
What's his first name?
I don't know.
Benedict
Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Okay.
That's
Amy?
My guess.
I have Daniel Radcliffe.
Dang, two Harry Potters, huh?
That's it. He smiled. He
Amy,
smiled. You got it.
Yours?
You guys
no,
got it.
No, I didn't. I wrote this down. Look.
You guys got it. He smiled.
Get more options. You
know? No, because I think I'm right.
You're not.
The answer is.
I'd bet 100 that you're not.
Hey, Ray,
you bet 100?
Do you have any guess, Ray?
I mean, I know that he sings, though, because he's been on Broadway.
Go ahead.
This is tough. The not a TV person kind of threw me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that it would be one of the princes, but it's not a prince.
What? Well, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I really don't have one.
You're so bad at this game.
All right.
Eddie, stop.
It is not Eddie Redmayne.
You get someone that no one's ever heard of.
It is not Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, there you go. We lost. It's that guy, whatever
it's
his
not
name.
Or
it's not
Radcliffe.
Even him.
It's not.
Is it Daniel Radcliffe?
0%.
Yes.
Is it Daniel Radcliffe?
It is, because that's all we've been talking about. So.
Incorrect.
What?
It is Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
He's British?
I have no idea.
Are you sure he's British?
Yeah.
I fact checked.
I don't know anything about that guy.
He speaks with an accent.
Dang. Why did you think of him?
No, there's no rhyme or reason. He picks really random people.
I know, but just why?
I don't
know. Yeah, it says he's an English actor.
Boom. Suck it.
Okay.
I mean, I would have never guessed him.
Robert Pattinson is British, born and raised in the heart of England, London. Both his parents and his grandparents were born in England. His family tree spans generations, all England.
And he's not married. He's had a partner.
Good job, Bones. You win.
Thank you.
Good
game. But my question is, how is he not known as a TV person?
What TV show?
Oh, yeah. that was the TV type thing?
Yeah.
I thought not as a TV person meant not as a somebody that's on a television, whether it's movies.
No, television is different than
But he's
movie
a singer,
actor.
Too. I mean.
Do you know who I was going to pick?
Eddie Redmayne.
Mm-mm.
Who? No one's heard of him, Eddie. He can't pick people no one's heard of.
Do you know who I was going to pick?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Who?
Deez. Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, who? D's nuts. Deez
nuts.
Yeah. Amy.
What? Beat him to it.
Did you have that?
Is that how it works? You beat him to it?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I mean, he is not... Never mind. I'm not going to say
Now do you guys understand how you pick your questions a little better?
You didn't
Eddie.
Do very well either, did
Eddie, you?
You
suck too, buddy.
Yeah, you suck.
Why do you
and you're
what
mean.
What are you talking about? I got
you
to British.
You and you were mean.
Yeah.
I got to a British...
Hey, you did both.
Male...
No,
not
no, I got the mail.
You did not do that. Amy did.
White male.
No. You got white and British. That's all you got.
That's pretty close.
Okay.
Closer than you guys, or
maybe we'll play tomorrow.
Oh my god!
But you guys did not play as a team. This was not a collective. Eddie tried to be a coach and a leader. It was neither. Amy was guessing it. Question six.
It's fun to guess.
No.
It's so fun.
But it limits what you can learn.
I know, but how cool if I would have been right on guess six.
Yeah, how about if I'd have got Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Hey, next time, can somebody else pick a person?
Hey,
no, because I'm good at picking people.
No, that way you know how it feels to be with these people.
No, okay. I don't want to be with those people.
Eddie, it's a terrible
Bobby,
feeling.
Eddie,
I was like, he knocked this out of the park like he was Michael Jordan.
You guys wasted three-fourths of my questions.
Don't say you guys. I didn't ask that.
What does it mean That's we have true. A pain you were right on my team. Here? Oh.
It means Eddie's annoying.
This game is giving me heartburn or something.
Are you dying?
I don't know.
Like, really, I want to know how you came up with Robert Pattinson, that some dude that's not been in the news for a long time.
Lunchbox, I told you he picked Ronald McDonald the other day. Like, it could be anyone.
When did y'all play this? I don't.
On the way to Bobby Fest, on the way to Texas. Oh.
And when I said he was white, Ray goes, he ain't white. Ray was my judge, like, to make sure my answers. Ray's like, he's not white. And I was like, what? And so they started going, we knew it.
Well, the real debate was, is he a real person?
Well,
and
this is
where
what,
it got real
I said he
heated.
Was fictional, but you could also meet him.
Is Ronald McDonald a real person?
I said he's fictional.
No, he's fictional. Dude.
He is fictional.
So, you can meet him.
Yes,
correct.
Exactly.
Amy,
I did say he was fictional.
No, that's true.
Like Mickey
very
Mouse.
True.
Mickey Mouse is fictional.
But is he real?
Yeah.
But
you
no,
can meet
but
him.
You can meet
fictional
him.
Means not real.
No.
This, you go
the
meet.
First question was, is he fictional? And I said, yes.
And is it a real person?
And then I said, yes, I've met Ronald McDonald. I met Ronald McDonald.
You have not
I've
met
seen
Ronald
him
McDonald.
Like the guy dressed up before.
You met Harry dressed as Ronald
but
McDonald.
But it was still Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
And so then Ray starts yelling he wasn't white. And I had to pull up a picture and be like, he's literally painted white.
Ray was thinking you really don't know what he is.
They just get so mad that I'm pretty good at picking people.
I mean, guys, think from next time he plays this game, think from Ronald McDonald to
Robert Pattinson.
Gandhi. Good luck.
But you got to start cutting them down.
Isn't that
that's the point
how
of the game
works, Eddie?
Yes.
Like, it can be anybody.
But you understand why you don't guess
but Eddie's a
Prince
whiny
Harry
baby.
At
I didn't
question
guess
five.
Prince Harry. I guessed Chris Hemsworth.
Right.
And then also I wanted to know if it was a prince because how cool if it would have been Prince Charles. He's not married. He's from England. He's a man.
He's been on TV.
Yes.
This
I mean, Eddie,
Bobby,
don't act like it was a stupid question.
Yeah. It was stupid.
Okay, so that's what we're getting. On my latest Instagram, go put a question mark on it if you got to this part. Because nobody got to this part of the podcast. I'm telling you right now. What's my latest one that I have up? Because I did it yesterday with the dog, and I realized a lot of people get to the end of this. I'm surprised.
That was interesting. I mean,
I did a five things that you may not know about Dina Carter, who does strawberry wine.
What were those five things?
Well, you can go watch.
Okay, I'll watch.
And then she shows up in it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which is cool. But put a question mark on that. Let me know that you got to this part of the podcast because I don't know that I would have made it. I'd just been mad at Eddie.
I have such anxiety right now.
I mean, dude,
I just can't
understand.
I can't stand being in a game with these people.
Now, do you
I don't understand how it works.
Do you understand who you around? Guessed? That
no, I
no
don't.
One knows
no,
who that
I
is.
I hurt right now. I don't know.
Like, who had the worst guess of all of us?
Well,
the fact
that you two guys guessed it like question 5 and 8.
That's ridiculous.
That's pretty, yes.
Okay, sorry, I won't do that next time.
No, you can do whatever you want. Be you.
And what if I tried to tell you that, yo?
Obviously
I felt strong.
Hey, but if you'd have got it right at 5, Amy.
Exactly,
you went
I
down
know.
In history books.
Amy, yeah. Amy, you know what else he'll do?
I was so close.
He'll make you think it's Prince Harry or Prince Charles, and it'll be like Henry VIII.
Well, I wouldn't
like
know
a king
who that is.
Exactly, that's my point.
That wouldn't use someone you wouldn't know.
Yeah, yes. That's why he wouldn't put this guy, Eddie. You guessed some dumb
Eddie
name.
Eddie Redmayne? I never would have picked Eddie Redmayne.
Exactly.
Who,
and you're
who
like, you're
that?
So good at this
anyway.
Game.
He's an actor.
Okay.
You know who Eddie Redmayne
Fantastic
is.
Beast.
But I wouldn't
yeah, but I wouldn't have picked him.
But we're bad at this game.
Okay, well, that's going to do it for today. Ray, how long was this monstrosity?
30.
Nice.
So it had to be longer than that.
Amy had a heart attack live on the show.
True.
Because Eddie yelled at her for picking Thor.
Is that why?
If something ends up wrong with me, we'll know the moment that my body told me.
That's tough.
All right, put a question mark on, if you made it this far, put a question mark on my Dina Carter one. I'll go check it and acknowledge the fact that you guys are acknowledging and we all acknowledge together. Goodbye, friends. See you tomorrow.
Bye.